Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Our guest today, Centertown Manager Brian Lujan, and his trusty Economic Development Assistant, Keith Brockhurst. It's great to have you both with us on the south side of Alamosa. And Brian, you grew up on the south side.
I sure did, yeah. Thank you for having us. Thank you for showing interest in, you know, the town of Center and what we got going on there. But, yeah, I did grow up on the south side, just a few blocks from here on San Juan and 11th, actually.
So. And, you know, for me, I grew up here too, but it's always cool to see people who grew up on the south side out there doing amazing things and successful things and having success in their own life and career, and you're a testament to that. So congratulations on all the work you're doing in Center, and I want to kind of get into that. There's a lot going on in Center, and people listening to this might say, what? What's going on in Center? You know, and honestly, you have a lot going on. You and Keith have really sparked quite a bit of development there, and so I want to go through that. You know, you facilitated, when you first came into your role as the Center Town Manager, you facilitated the sale of several buildings in the core of the city, and now those buildings are under redevelopment as part of your master plan, as part of your vision there, and I want to start there and have you kind of fill us in on what's going on in the core of Center and where you are with the redevelopment piece.
Sure, yeah. As you mentioned, there was the downtown area when we took over. There was a lot of boarded up buildings, some buildings that really sat idle for many, many years. And as we did an approach as to, you know, how do we tackle this problem, we were looking at it from an opportunity standpoint. We have empty buildings. Instead of it being an eyesore or doing anything like that, we're like, these are opportunities that we can, you know, use to our advantage on an economic development, you know, perspective. So we partnered with Downtown Colorado Inc. and we were part of their Challenge Accelerator community, where they have a conference every year. And so part of that is you get a bunch of smart people in a room, a bunch of consultants, everything, and they look at, you know, your challenges and they look at opportunities. And one of the main things was just taking those buildings, figuring out how we can market those buildings, and then also reaching out to our community. Community outreach was one of the biggest things that we needed to do. So we put it out there. We had a placemaking event, a Lights On Center. It really sparked the interest in our citizens and put us in the spotlight for those who were coming in looking for places to live or places for opportunities. And that's actually what led to a couple by the name of Steve and Crystal. And they were originally looking for a place to live. They had a friend who had just moved to Sawatch and had been on, maybe not just moved, but had been in Sawatch. So that's how they were familiar with the San Luis Valley. So they were looking at a house owned by Sadie Skeff and the Skeff family. Wasn't what they were looking, but then found out that Sadie Skeff had a bunch of business areas. And that's where it kind of all took off. And we're very fortunate that Sadie was looking for at the time or was ready to sell, because these were buildings that had sat idle for so long and were just kind of boarded up. You know, there's people who grew up and are adults who had never seen inside these buildings before.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so, the timing was right. And Steve and Crystal talked with them. And again, very fortunate that Sadie said it's a package deal. You have to buy all four of these buildings. You can't just buy one. And you know, she gave them a good deal, and so that really is what took it off. They purchased the four buildings. They contacted me because of our work with DCI, because they had researched as far as, hey, now how can we get in this thing now that we're purchasing these and not, you know, we want to be a part of your overall plan on revitalizing the downtown.
You want to pick it up there, Keith, and kind of give us where are those buildings in terms of their redevelopment and renovation? I've seen some activity, and I think it's Center USA that I see on Instagram that shows off some of their redevelopment. You do see that building coming together.
Yeah, well, we really have a lot going on. Right now, a lot of those buildings that were purchased that Brian was talking about, some of them have opened new buildings, but a lot of them are really deep in that renovation process. And it's something that everyone can see. There's contractors downtown. There's just a lot of excitement. One really big building, some exciting news that's pretty new, is a building, an old movie theater that's actually owned by the people that own the Frontier Drive-In Theater on Highway 285. That just received $500,000 for a community revitalization grant to redo that as a theater and apartments. So that'll be coming along shortly as well.
That's a pretty interesting development there for the downtown core to address that theater building, which is off to the side there, and bringing that back together. And that does seem like a really smart way to drive energy, enthusiasm, and people to your downtown core.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we'll really have quite the art scene coming up when a lot of these places open up. A lot of them are artists. A lot of them not just are artists themselves, but want to help support the community and teach classes. Actually, one of the buildings that's almost the furthest along is this Youth Innovation Center that is one of the building owners is allowing the high school to use to have those students come in and really take off as a space there. And it's almost right now is when the students are just getting in there, making it their own space. So, I mean, even in the next couple months, but within a year or two, it'll look completely different.
Brian, I want to get into strategy that you had on the northern end, if I recall, the northern end of Center. And you were looking at an annexation project there or annexing some more acreage into there. Where are you with that? What did the city council or what did the city decide on that annexation project itself?
Yeah, so we are still working along to get that annexed in. We're not coming up with speed bumps or anything like that. We're just taking our time because we want to get it right. We've already talked with the Board of County Commissioners for Sawatch, let them know what our plan was, put together a whole package for them. They're on board with that. So before we actually file that petition, we want to make sure that we get the zoning right. So currently the board has had two of three zoning trainings to really focus on what our plans are for it, so that way we can attract developers to come in and there doesn't have to be like a lot of transferring of zoning or doing anything. So we want to make it attractive. So we're still in the process of annexing it. We're just a few steps away from that. So last night we had our second of three of those trainings for the board. Got a lot accomplished, a lot of, you know, back and forth communication with the council. And TJ, who's doing the training, who's one of the professionals that we met early on in our development stage, and he worked for a company called RG Associates, who did our asset inventory as part of our whole planning of what we can do and how we can move forward with our fiscal stability and stuff. So, yeah, we're still going on it. We're doing it. We want to make sure that we get it right as far as zoning it properly, and then we will petition to annex. So we're hoping probably by the last quarter of this year, we'll have it annexed into the town of Center.
Hey, we're talking to Center Town Manager Brian Lujan. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Hi, this is Rio de la Vista, Director of the Salazar Rio Grande del Norte Center at Adams State University. I want to invite you to participate in our upcoming State of the Basin Symposium. To register for this free virtual event about our Valley's water issues and solutions, go to tinyurl.com State of the Basin 2022. That is tinyurl.com/State of the Basin 2022. And then join us from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 26th. See you there.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Brian Lujan, town manager for the town of Center, and we're with Keith Brockhurst, who has an interesting story, Keith, of how you showed up in Center. If you want to tell that a little bit, because I know your time is coming short too, I think. So if you want to talk a little bit, or if you can give us just a little explanation of how did you show up in Center?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm about from almost as far from Center as you can be. I'm from the East Coast, from Annapolis, Maryland, the capital. I went to college in New York, and I just really wanted to go somewhere where I could have a big impact, I think, in a place where people were willing to be innovative and aggressive and really make things happen. And I settled in exactly the perfect place in Center, Colorado. Working with Brian has been an incredible experience. I just And everything that's going on now has proven my point 100%. And all the people I've met, incredibly lucky to be here. But when I first came here, I will admit, there was a bit of, wow, what have I gotten myself into?
Well, you've been here almost a year, and we were talking about what's happening in the core of downtown, and you've been a big part of that through the economic development strategies, through incubators. And if you can kind of give us a sense of what else is happening in that core part of the development.
Yeah, I think I'd really like to just mention how different it looks from just when I came in July. One thing I think the town was able to help with was applying for and receiving this Main Street Open for Business grant, which allowed got about $120,000 for local businesses, five different businesses downtown, to improve their appearance and their energy efficiency. So now those projects are about halfway done. One building on the corner has a completely new roof. One building has a whole new glass door, their new windows coming in, new signs. There's going to be new paint in the spring. But I think at the same time, it's exciting to see all the work that, you know, has just happened in Center without the town. And that's really spurred the energy. Two of our large buildings have been repainted. The Big R has had a fresh coat of paint. Our liquor store, they removed the false fronts. That's got new paints. I even noticed our bank actually has very new signage. That was a nice little surprise. But just seeing all that along with the buildings that are being renovated, it's really going to be something. And actually this morning, Brian and I were with a capstone student from the Masters in Urban and Regional Planning College at University of Colorado, Denver. And they're helping us with the streetscape especially with our Highway 112, to redesign that and make it a little bit more representative of the people of Center, and as nice as Center is, as we know it, to help the Center show that as well and help draw those people maybe who wouldn't have expected to come to Center or passing through, to help draw them into that business district now that we have all those things going on and a lot to show.
You know, Brian, Center is a very proud community, longtime roots, agricultural community, plays a key role agriculturally for the San Luis Valley, particularly on that end of the valley. And I wonder what the reaction or response has been from local residents, longtime local residents, who are watching or seeing this renovation, seeing Center coming back and fresh coats of paint, buildings being remodeled, potentially for more retail. What's been the response reaction among the community?
It's pretty much been a positive outlook on the whole thing as far as, you know, the momentum going. There is a degree of, you know, of kind of how far is this going to go? Is this here today, gone tomorrow type of thing? Which is why we've really focused on, you know, who we put into these or who we attract there, because we don't want that here today, gone tomorrow, you know, someone who's trying out certain things. So we want to get it right. And that was why the community engagement and the placemaking events and the certain festivals that we were doing was all part of getting that knowledge from the citizens of what they would like to see. So as I mentioned, I think it's lit that internal spark in everybody that, wow, you know, the town of Center is moving forward. And I do think there are some people who are saying, come on, it's the town of Center, because they've known it's been idle for so long, you know. But for the citizens and the people, they're generating that spark and they're wanting to be more involved. And we're starting to see a lot more citizens come to the table who want to do stuff. We have a local guy who wants to possibly entertain and figure out how to do a burger place, you know. So the thought is going. People are starting to think there and stuff. So, I believe it's positive. I think they know that there's something going on. They want to be involved in the planning process. So it's really sparked it.
As you've seen the activity happen over the period of the past several months, past couple of years, and we've been in this COVID pandemic as well, and so people haven't been traveling so much and they're not out seeing all the redevelopment that is occurring. But I wonder if your expectations have changed at all through this process, as you've taken these steps forward for the town. Are you changing any thoughts, any expectations that you have as the town manager of what's to come or what you're seeing?
I think I'm just still keeping it on that idle expectation of we need to redevelop the town. We need to think about, you know, our citizens, because it really comes down to, you know, the core of our community is who's going to support these businesses. And once we establish this revitalization or the businesses that are coming into town or even the redevelop into our North 90, we have to understand it has to be sustainable by our citizens. And then after that, we can, you know, reach out and branch into the San Luis Valley community, which is Del Norte, Mata Vista, you know, and try to draw them in as well. And then obviously the larger picture would be start to capture those who come to visit the sand dunes, you know, our 14ers, anything that brings them into the San Luis Valley. We want to be known to, hey, come by and stop center. So we're still keeping that approach to it, all while making sure that we're not displacing those who have, as you mentioned before, you know, it's a generational community. Those who've lived there, you know, are multi-generational folks who have been there. So we want to keep that in mind as well.
You had mentioned, and Keith had mentioned, the Frontier Driving and the project that's happening there. And I want to get into that. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Brian Lujan and Keith Brockhurst from the town of Center. We'll be right back.
AlamosaCitizen.com is the digital news source for the San Luis Valley. We are guided by the idea that citizenship matters to the individual and to their community. Unlike many other sites, the Citizen makes its content available to everyone, regardless of what they can afford to pay. We do this because we believe informed citizens create better communities. If you like what you've seen and heard so far, please become an AlamosaCitizen.com member. We have no out-of-town shareholders or billionaire owners. Your membership makes our reporting possible and keeps it free for all to access. But whether or not you can donate, we're honored to be at your service. It's our mission to keep the San Luis Valley informed and engaged. Thank you for trusting us to do that. To become a member, go to AlamosaCitizen.com and hit Become a Member and give what you can. We appreciate it.
Hey, we're back. We're talking about the town of Center. And one of the most interesting projects that I see across the valley, Brian, is the redevelopment of the Frontier Drive-In, the old Frontier Drive-In that you see there off Highway 285. And that's a fascinating project. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm wondering what you can tell us about that project, where it is, who's behind it, and what the town of Center expectations are about that particular project.
Sure, yeah. So the Frontier Drive-In is going to be, it's being completely redeveloped with ERTS, and they're looking at it from a perspective as some type of art atmosphere to bring in corporate retreats to do things, you know, watch films and really get after what the San Luis Valley is about, you know, like water, the Rio Grande Basin, old films that kind of bring back to who we are as a valley and stuff. So the folks behind it is Continuum, which is, I believe, Mark Falcone. It's Mark Falcone and his family. It's a personal family project. So this is something that they came into, which was already underway when I took position as a town manager. And then opportunities kind of presented themselves. And that really took steam for them to be involved with the town when they purchased the theater within town. So their whole goal is to kind of make that hospitality place, but kind of an artsy retreat thing where they have those ERTs and they have individual spots to stay as well, and yeah, they're going to do that. They're looking at ways to tie into our water system and the town's wastewater system. So we applied for a Ready grant for them to do the engineering and all the front work on that. So our relationship between them and the town is really good.
And that project, I think we expect it to come online later in 2022. I know, with all projects, everything's difficult because of backlogs of orders and getting materials, and that project's no different than anything else. I think time frames on projects keep extending because of the pandemic period we're in. But I wonder, Keith, when you think about that Frontier Drive-In and you know about all the redevelopment happening downtown, how do you stitch together what's happening Frontier, downtown, to create this energy of bringing visitors, servicing the town. How does that all come together?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really important for me just to note how great of a steward, I guess, the people at the Frontier have been to the town of Center. They are not just this foreign group trying to, you know, I don't know, be an outsider, and they just found the edge of town. They really, by purchasing that building in town and really working with us a lot, I don't think we'll have any issue incorporating them into the town. I know the energy of, we work very closely with the programming director. I'll give him a shout out to Adam Gildar. He's been great. I work closely with him on community food events, which hopefully we'll have one coming in June, a big event with community chefs from Center and other places around the valley to put on this food competition. And it's
that
really
sounds fun.
It'll be very fun. I'm sure we'd love to talk about it on here more in a couple months, probably. But I think it goes to show how involved the Frontier will be with the town. And they plan, as you said it perfectly before, things can always change, but they plan for a soft opening in June. And I talked to them, so I know right. I can say all this stuff.
No, we appreciate that. You know, and I wonder, Brian, because you're in this space in Center where you're seeing this activity and interest from a variety of entrepreneurs, individuals. And I wonder why that is. Why do you think Center has been a magnet to be able to attract in investment, be able to attract in entrepreneurs? Why is that?
I think it's just the atmosphere that we've projected out. You know, once we've figured out, you know, what the town is, you know, what it's made up of, and then looking at how do we turn those into opportunities and how do we be good stewards to those who want to come in. So the atmosphere with a town council is, okay, we understand the town has been idle and it's time for, you know, us to start moving into the 21st century because, you know, there's a good possibility we could turn into a ghost town if we don't start acting now, because they've done a great job over the years of taking care of the citizens and watching out for them and keeping everything, you know, as is for the most part. But, you know, recognizing the fact that we have a lot of boarded up homes, we have a lot of boarded up buildings in our business district, you know, it's time for us to make that change. And I think it's the receptiveness. It's the approach of really diving into how do you attack this approach to attract it. And again, our partnership with Downtown Colorado Inc. has really stimulated a lot of this. I feel like had we not partnered with them and tapped into their resources and who they could bring in, you know, we would probably be a couple steps behind right now.
You know, one of the things I want to mention here, too, because I look at a lot of school districts across the San Luis Valley, and I'm going to tell you that the Center School District is one of the most impressive school districts that I've seen, and I've been inside most of them. And I think what's happening in Center schools is another strength of the community. And I wonder, Keith, you've been in those schools. What is the work that you're doing through the town to try to stimulate the youth involvement and to activate that?
Yeah, for sure. And first, I'd like to just give all the credit to the school district and the people that work there. They have done an amazing job, and what they've really focused on is getting students more involved in real world education. And I think one thing, Brian and I are actually working with several students through the DOLA's Best and Brightest program who are doing work on the community newsletters for us and then surveying and community engagement. So, and that's all happened because of the capstone program that the school has. Where it encourages kids to pick real projects and have a real impact through them. I know some of them are doing car shows. Some of them are, there's just so much going on, murals. I think what we wanted and what the school is fostering, it's enabling and empowering the students to do things that help the town and do things, generate their own ideas and follow through in a way that I know my school was not like that, and I think it would have been great if it was, but that'll only continue to grow, and I hope other schools in the Valley kind of pick up on that, because just where the students are from now since when I started working with them in August is incredible.
This is the Valley Pod. We're talking about the town of Center and all the really cool things. We'll be right back. The job listings at alamosacitizen.com is where you will find the most interesting jobs in the San Luis Valley. Our featured job on alamosacitizen.com is in Monte Vista, where the city of Monte Vista is hiring for a director of human resources and risk management. The salary range for the position is $51,000 to $56,000 annually. To learn more and apply, go to this website, cityofmontevista.colorado.gov, and hit apply for a career. Or visit the job listing at alamosacitizen.com. Hey, we're back. We're talking to Brian Lujan, the town manager for Center, and he's with Keith Brockhurst. And, you know, one of the weighty subjects in the valley is water in the Rio Grande Basin. And Center and its ag community is right in the middle of that. And I just wonder what the mood of the community is that you pick up, Brian, in Center as you think about that ag community of yours that is such a critical part of that Center area, and what you're picking up or what you just think of where we are with that economic piece, with the water itself, which is a big topic, and just what you're picking up there.
The council's been talking about it, you know, with RWR wanting to export some of the water out of the valley. The mood is definitely a cautious mood. Like, everybody's, you know, keeping that on the forefront of their mind, because we are the agricultural center of the San Luis Valley. And without, you know, water, or if there's water stipulations where farmers are going to have to start to decrease water, then that really kills and cripples our community, because we are that ag community, and a lot of our employment is from the ag community when we talk about the potatoes and we talk about the farming and we talk about everything going there. So what I get and the feeling that I'm getting right now is a little bit of a cautious thing. They're keeping an eye on it, but, you know, I think it's something where they're ready to stand ground and fight for, you know, the community within itself, because it definitely would cripple our town if the farmers weren't allowed to have that water and continue their farming and continue the employment within the town.
And I think part of even the Frontier Drive-In strategy, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but that's part of an ag tourism draw to try to bring people into that type of setting, and then also educate them, show them, and really give them that inner immersive experience around an agricultural focused area. Yes?
Yeah, they, again, like Keith had mentioned, they have been really good stewards to the community and the surrounding area. They are really have their ear to the ground as to, you know, where they're at, what they're doing, and how they can help out to bring it in. So they are looking at those things and seeing, like, once they bring them here and whoever comes, whether it's corporate, you know, retreats or anything like that, the whole goal is to give them that feel in the San Luis Valley. This is where this at. This, you know, the whole farming area and just the pride within itself outside of the sand dunes.
Keith, what's your time frame now? Is, I know you're on a particular schedule here with your work in Center. What does that time frame look like? And then Brian, what do you do to replace this guy?
Yeah, so I'll be here until about the 4th of July. So trying to get as much done as possible in that time frame.
And Brian, he's been a big, I mean, he's done a lot. It's really impressive what you've done, Keith.
He really has done a lot. And the approach that we took, obviously, he lightened the load for me. We have a lot of initiatives going on. We're really tackling quite a bit. So he's already worked up, you know, kind of like a billet description of what we're doing and what he does and how he's doing it. So we're going to do an aggressive recruiting process to what we got him here for. So it's going to be hard to fill his shoes. He's our first AmeriCorps Vista. So, yeah, it's one of those tough things to do. So hopefully we can recruit properly.
Yeah, no, there's really a lot going on there. We've enjoyed the conversation. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod. This is part of the alamosacitizen.com podcast lineup. The Valley Pod is produced by Angel Rodriguez. We'll see you around the valley.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
AlamosaCitizen.com is the digital news source for the San Luis Valley. We are guided by the idea that citizenship matters to the individual and to their community. Unlike many other sites, The Citizen makes its content available to everyone, regardless of what they can afford to pay. We do this because we believe informed citizens create better communities. If you like what you've seen and heard so far, please become an AlamosaCitizen.com member. We have no out-of-town shareholders or billionaire owners. Your membership makes our reporting possible and keeps it free for all to access. But whether or not you can donate, we're honored to be at your service. It's our mission to keep the San Luis Valley informed and engaged. Thank you for trusting us to do that. To become a member, go to AlamosaCitizen.com and hit Become a Member and give what you can. We appreciate it. Hey, for 39 years, Mark and Mary and Laura have brought a smile to people's faces and happiness to their stomach with their always homemade, always delicious food. Open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, Laura's Soft Spoken Catering to-go menu features some of the classics. Spaghetti and meatballs, chicken fettuccine alfredo, chicken parmesan, and scrumptious desserts like cream puffs and strawberry cheesecake. There's really no reason to cook tonight when you have Laura's Soft Spoken Catering in Alamosa. To place an order to go, go to laurassoftspokencatering.com. That's Laura's SoftspokenCatering.com. It's always homemade and always delicious. Here's a great way to support the veterans of the San Luis Valley. The Committee for the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project is working to raise $400,000. To support their work, you can call Janet Yon at 719-588-0484. The committee also maintains a Facebook page. Search Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project on Facebook and stay up to date. San Luis Valley has an estimated 4,800 veterans, or about 10% of the valley's population. The Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project. Give today.